When I was young, I'd listen to the radio, waiting for my favorite song.
Welcome, listeners. I am Neil Hendrickse, and this is Yesterday's Tomorrow's Today, where I invite you to sit back and relax as I walk down memory lane to look briefly at some of the headline-grabbing news and listen to some of the popular chart-topping sounds from the not-too-distant past in Yesterday's Tomorrow's Today.
Today we look at the year 1995.
In the United States, the O.J. Simpson murder trial dominates media coverage. In Britain, Lady Diana gives an unprecedented television interview. In the Middle East, Israeli Premier Rabin is assassinated. Globally, Bill Gates again revolutionizes the IT industry with Windows 95. In sport, the Springboks make a triumphant return to the Rugby World Cup, while one of the founders of acid rock and one of South Africa's popular big band leaders both pass away. Up on the roof. Up on the roof.
When this old world starts getting me down and people are just too much for me to face. Climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space. On the roof is peaceful as can be, and there the world below can bother me. Let me tell you now.
Singing duo Robson and Jerome, specializing in cover versions, had a couple of big hits in 1995, including that one, Up on the Roof. International headlines. American professional Hall of Fame member, sports star and sometime actor O.J. Simpson was found not guilty of the murder of his ex-wife Nicole Brown Simpson and her friend Ronald Goldman on the 3rd of October. After his high-profile televised arrest in the summer, there was no respite for Simpson, his nine-month-long trial being televised live around the world, often filled with moments of high drama. And although being acquitted in criminal court as not guilty beyond a reasonable doubt, 2 years later, he was found guilty in a civil court on the balance of probabilities. On the 20th of November, Princess Diana, estranged wife of British royal heir Prince Charles, gave a sensational, frank interview to the BBC in their programme Panorama, where she spoke of her unhappy marriage and an affair she had had with a cavalry officer. The royals were also in the news when Diana's brother, Earl Spencer, and his wife, Victoria, who lived in Cape Town, finally parted company after a messy divorce, and mistress of Prince Charles, Camilla Parker Bowles, split from her husband. On the 4th of November, Israel's Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin's search for peace in the Middle East was cut abruptly short after he was fatally shot when leaving an Israeli-Palestinian peace rally. An Israeli student, Yigal Amir, was arrested, confessing he had killed Rabin because of his attempts at peace with the Arabs. Rabin was replaced by Shimon Peres, who promised to continue the search for a peaceful resolution to the region's conflict. In the United States, 168 people were killed in a massive bomb blast in Oklahoma City on the 19th of April. 2 days later, Timothy McVeigh, a U.S. Army veteran, and Terry Nichols were arrested for the attack, with some saying it was done as revenge in response to the Waco siege by the federal government, which came to a head on the same date 2 years earlier. The 30th of October saw citizens of Quebec in Canada voting on a secession referendum. A strong separatist movement had campaigned for the secession to preserve the French identity of Quebec. The vote was 50.6% in favour and 49.4% to stay within the Federation, leading to Canada officially becoming a bilingual nation with English and French the official languages. Japan was in the world spotlight in 1995. On the 17th of January, the port of Kobe was devastated by an earthquake measuring 7.2 on the Richter scale, reducing 50,000 buildings to rubble and leaving the Kobe freeway lying in a tangled mess over crushed remains of vehicles, with more than 5,000 recorded deaths. On the 20th of March, members of the religious cult, the Supreme Truth, released poison gases into Tokyo's underground railway station, killing 12, led by 40-year-old Shoko Osohara, who feared police raids on his headquarters. Members had been instructed to make the lethal gas sarin, which had been developed by the Nazis in World War II, while on the 22nd of June, Japanese police had freed 365 passengers hauled aboard a hijacked airliner.
Love a woman, to understand her, you gotta know her deep inside. Hear every thought, see every dream, and give her wings when she wants to fly. Then when you find yourself lying helpless in her arms, you know you're real.
She
Brian Adams with Have You Ever Really Loved a Woman? On the 5th of March in St. Petersburg in Russia, the graves of Tsar Nicholas, his wife Alexandra, their four daughters and son were uncovered, executed in 1917 by the Lenin-led Bolsheviks. Their deaths had ended the 300-year-old Romanov dynasty. Looking at environmental issues, Greenpeace won a surprise victory in June over Shell UK, who had announced its intention to sink a disused oil storage platform in the Atlantic Ocean. As a result of public support for the Greenpeace campaign, Shell decided to rather dismantle the platform, while on December the 26th, an explosion of international anger and condemnation greeted France's underground testing of nuclear weapons in the South Pacific, after 95 United Nations member countries had voted the previous month for an immediate ban on all nuclear testing, with France eventually agreeing to sign the agreement the following year. Rap artist Coolio had a big hit in 1995 with this song, Gangster's Paradise.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying in chalk. I really hate the trip, but I gotta lope. As they croak, I see myself in the pistol smoke. Fool, I'm the kind of G the little homies wanna be like. On my knees in the night, saying prayers in the streetlight.
Been spending most of the nights living in the gangster's paradise. Been spending most of the nights living in the gangster's paradise. Keep spending most of the nights living in the gangster's paradise. Keep spending most of the nights living in the gangster's paradise.
Look at the situation they got me facing. I can't live a normal life, I was raised by the state, so I gotta be down with the hood team. Too much television watching got me chasing dreams. I'm an educated fool with money on my mind. Got my tin in my hand and a gleam in my eye. I'm a loped out gangster, set tripping banker, and my homies is down, so don't arouse my anger. Fool, death ain't nothing but a heartbeat away. I'm living life do or die. What can I say? I'm 23 now, but will I live to see 24? The way things is going, I don't know. After minute, hour after hour, everybody's running, but half of them ain't looking what's going on in the kitchen. But I don't know what's cooking. They say I got to learn, but nobody's here to teach me. If they can't understand it, how can they reach me? I guess they can't, I guess they won't, I guess they front. That's why I know my life is out of luck, fool.
South Africa Servo. President Nelson Mandela led a campaign against the military regime of Nigeria in 1995 to have them suspended from the Commonwealth, following outrage at the public execution of poet and human rights activist Ken Saro-Wiwa. 1995 also saw a giant of South Africa's liberation struggle, Joe Slovo, die of leukemia. Lithuanian-born Slovo was a lawyer, a leading member of the Communist Party, and one of the architects of the Freedom Charter. He had also helped form Umkhonto we Sizwe, later becoming its chief of staff. The previous year, he had been appointed Minister of Housing in the Government of National Unity. His late wife, Ruth First, had been murdered by a letter bomb in 1982. Prominent world visitors to South Africa in 1995 included Pope John Paul II and Queen Elizabeth II. In the same year, capital punishment was abolished in South Africa. Simply Red, a popular 90s group, with their 1995 hit, Fairground. Arts and entertainment. Top movies of the year were Dead Man Walking with Sean Penn and Susan Sarandon, the hugely successful Babe with numerous pigs starring as the most unusual screen hero for years, The Madness of King George, Apollo 13, Muriel's Wedding, and Four Weddings and a Funeral, starring British actor Hugh Grant, who also hit the headlines for the wrong reasons when he was arrested in Hollywood for lewd conduct with a prostitute in a public place. Entertainment industry divorces were in the news in 1995, with actors Melanie Griffiths and Don Johnson ending their second attempt at marriage, and one-time screen goddess Elizabeth Taylor sending Larry Fortensky, her seventh husband, packing.
Everybody loves somebody sometimes.
Lost to the entertainment world in 1995 were local big band leader and musician Jerry Bosman, who had been a feature of the local airwaves for three decades, dancer and actress Ginger Rogers, and crooner Dean Martin on Christmas Day.
Everybody finds somebody someplace. There's no telling where love may appear.
As well as the leader and one of the founding members of the acid rock period of the late 60s, the Grateful Dead's Jerry Garcia, who had struggled with heroin addiction and was residing in a drug rehabilitation facility when he died of a heart attack in August. New in 1995, the world's richest man in 1995, Seattle-born Bill Gates, who had designed a traffic control program for his home city at the age of 15, launched Microsoft Windows 95 globally, a refinement of Windows 3, taking home and office computers to a new level of sophistication. The computer genius had licensed DOS to PC giant IBM back in 1981. Staying in the IT world, online store Amazon.com was launched on the 16th of July, soon boasting some 700,000 active sellers in its virtual marketplace and 41 million active consumers. Sport. 1995 saw South Africa hosting the IRB Rugby World Cup, and as with the Cricket World Cup of a few years earlier, they faced and beat current world champions Australia in their opening match of the tournament at Newlands in Cape Town. With Madiba magic abounding in the newly liberated nation, amid much festivity, the Springboks went on to reach the final against the mighty New Zealand All Blacks. After a stubborn war of attrition, the honours were even at full time, the sides level at 9-all, leading to extra time being played, the Boks eventually notching up the vital points through a Joel Stransky drop goal to take the coveted Webb Ellis Trophy at their first attempt. Amidst euphoric scenes, the enduring image of Nelson Mandela, attired in a Springbok jersey bearing the captain's number 6, presenting the cup to South African skipper Francois Pienaar, remained priceless. Lost to the South African sporting world in 1995 was respected boxer Viktor Wiil, while internationally, Russian figure skater Sergei Grenkov died of a heart attack during a practice session aged 28 in the arms of his dance partner of 13 years, his wife.
There used to be a grey tower alone on the sea. You became the light on the dark side of me. Love remains a drug that's high enough to feel. But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become large and the light that you shine can't be seen? From a rose on the grave. Ooh, the more I get, a few stranger it feels, yeah. And now that your rose is in bloom, I like
much a man can tell you, so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain, baby. To me, you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a lot, and the light that you shine can't be seen. Baby, I can pay you to a kiss from a rose on the grave. Ooh, the more I get of you, the stranger it feels, yeah. Now that your rose is in bloom, a light hits the gloom on the grave. So much a man can tell me, so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain.
Seal's hugely popular song from 1995, Kiss from a Rose. In an historic link-up, the US shuttle Atlantis docked with the Russian space station Mir, remaining connected for 5 days while carrying out life science experiments. The U.S. shuttle also delivered 2 Russian cosmonauts to the space station and collected an American astronaut before returning to the U.S. on the 7th of July. Later, on the 7th of December, American spacecraft, the Galileo, launched over 6 years earlier, successfully entered the orbit of the planet Jupiter. 1995 also saw serial killers Fred and Rose West brought to book, but not before Fred had committed suicide in prison before standing trial, leaving his wife and partner in crime, Rose, to receive 10 life prison terms on November the 22nd after being found guilty of the murder of 10 young women and girls, including her daughter and stepdaughter. The murders were committed by the pair between 1973 and 1987. And finally, 28-year-old rogue trader Nick Leeson single-handedly brought down Britain's distinguished merchant bank Barings when he ran up losses of around £800 million. Jailed for 6.5 years on December the 2nd, his unsupervised, disastrous trading had led to Barings' collapse in late February the next year.
When I was young, I'd listen to the radio.
Thank you, listeners, for joining me for the last few minutes as we recall just some of the headline news and popular songs from the year 1995. Join me, Neil Hendrickser, again next week when we'll travel a bit further along memory lane to the year 1996 in yesterday's tomorrow's today.
And not so long ago, how I wondered where they'd gone.
Yesterday's Tomorrow's Today was produced by Neil Hendrickser and recorded at JRS Productions in Cape Town, South Africa.